Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Join us next time for more things you should know about Frodoing his bag and milk.
Oh, God. Kendall, I want to work that into the popular vernacular like bottom belches worked in.
As well as they worked in, Cliff, because they worked in so well. So many people say bottom belches now.
I'm going to Frodo his bag.
Bottom belching, bottom dressings.
Bottom dressings is what you wear on your bottom.
Bottom bagging.
Get ready for a heap and help and a sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. You, the listener, are here. We're ready to start the show.
This week, an episode 50 years in the making.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, it's like Jurassic Park, Cliff.
It's like
65 million years in the making.
Or it's like a 65 million pounds is what we weigh.
Oh. Yeah, we're 65 million pounds. This episode is 65 million pounds.
It really is. It really is. But no, Kendall, this week we're talking about 50 years ago in America, 1962.
50 years ago, 1962.
Wow.
We were not here.
We were barely.
Although we look it. We look the age where we were not here.
We do look it.
We're bald and fat.
Yeah.
But, We have yet to have our midlife crisis, so I'm terrified what's going to come from that. No, Cliff, you know,
I'm pretty sure I have had a midlife crisis. Let's just
many crises. It's just we just can't call it midlife yet.
Yeah, just one long crisis until I die. Yeah.
I was doing research for the show.
I know.
Who am I kidding? Becky was doing research for the show. I was eating.
You were eating.
But as she was dictating all these things that happened 50 years ago, I was just surprised that you know, the year 50 years ago, so many big things happened.
So many big things. Kendall, tell us a few of those big things from 50 years ago.
Well, I will, Cliff. I will. The first Walmart store opened for business in Arkansas.
I bet it was like a little feed store.
It was like a little bush flops. Feed more.
Yeah.
The SS Kresge Company opened its first Kmart discount store in Michigan, and now I know why it's called Kmart, because Kresge Mart is too hard to say.
Well, how informative of us to share that with people. Who knew?
Oh, Cliff, I got a million of them. I told you, so many things happened. Andy Warhol premiered Campbell Soup Cans exhibit in Los Angeles.
Wow. Wow. And today, you know, if he were still making art, he would have to do huge canvases of like Biggie-sized meals from Wendy's, right?
He would. Well, if he ever painted us, instead of four on a painting, he would only have room for one.
He'd only have room for one, and it would be like a little zoomed-in area. Yeah, it'd be like our shoulder.
They would say, "Why did you abandon your four squared format?" He was like, "I didn't have enough canvas.
They don't make enough. Mankind has not yet produced enough canvas."
The Rolling Stones, Cliff, they made their debut in London.
Oh, and still can't get any satisfaction.
President John F. Kennedy reaffirms that the U.S. will put a man on the moon by the end of the decade, Cliff.
Oh, you know, if we're looking at the lighter side of things, not the lighter side of us, because
how can we?
It's only a heavy side, and then a heavier side for us.
Oh, God.
But looking at the lighter side of things, 1962, if you were going to go to the movies, you might have, maybe you went to see Lawrence of Arabia. It was a big picture show back then. One of my favorite movies, To Kill a Mockingbird, came out that year.
Kill That Mockingbird.
Whatever happened? We still don't know. Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Whatever happened to Fatty Cliff and Kendall? I don't. They died of obesity, related diabetes. Kendall, oddly enough, just as I passed Mr. Snodbottom's office, coming to the studio on TV, The Miracle Worker with Patty Duke came out 50 years ago. Still being seen in classrooms today. In America.
But they're cousins, identical cousins. Wasn't that Patty Duke?
That was Patty Duke. A movie, it sounds like it would be about me, but it wasn't. The Music Man.
Oh, no, The Fat Man would have been your story.
The Man with Eerily Perfect Pitch. Be my biography there.
But do you know, in that year, 1962, it was the first time a personal computer that phrase was used in the media.
Well, I bet it was the size of us. It was huge, too big for one room.
It was.
You need a current Walmart store to put it in.
But if we would have been alive, it wouldn't have been called a personal computer. It would have been called a Cliff and Kendall computer. Because then people would have understood the size.
Oh, that's too big for my house, is what they would have, the conclusion they would have come
to. No, I can't have that. Ooh, I can't afford to have that much weight in my house. Cliff, Dr. No, the first James Bond film premiered. I'm telling you, all this stuff happened. Can you believe the year we decided to do a 50-year-ago show, all this stuff happened.
I can't believe it!
The Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, talk about your bay of huge fat pigs.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they wouldn't have named it Bay of Pigs back then if they knew we were coming.
They would have, Bay of Cliff and Kendall. Another thing we saved the world from.
Yep.
Oh, that must be terrible, is what housewives would have thought when they heard about the Bay of Cliff and Kendall. Oh, that must just be awful.
I just start crying and weeping and vomiting. Yeah. New York City introduces a subway train that operates without a crew on board. Now, that seems crazy to me that in 1962 you could ride a subway that didn't have a crew on it. Wouldn't that be a little scary? Or are they just talking about, like, attendance?
I don't know how they do it. Can
I don't know. I'll have to ask Becky later.
It's moon magic from 1962.
Oh, it's magic.
You know, that nobody had even written that song yet in 1962.
No.
Remember how Andy and Barney, they used to just go sit out on the porch and take the air in the evening?
I wish we could do that.
Nobody does that anymore. I do think sometimes when I've been watching TV for like 9 hours straight, and I've only been up for 9 hours and 15 minutes of the day.
Yeah.
I think to myself, what if I didn't have this TV? What in the world would I do? What would we do? We'd all sit around and watch To Kill a Mockingbird and then save up a dime to go see Lawrence of Arabia.
And we wouldn't have been able to survive back then, Cliff. They didn't make enough food for people. Because back then, you know, people took acid for good times, and we eat so much, we have to take an acid.
People used to drop acid, and now we
take
acid.
People always wanted
an acid. Yeah.
People always wanted BMWs back then, and now we just want a BM instead of a BMW, a good bowel movement.
Kind of what I wouldn't give for a good Exxon Valdez-style bowel movement, and that is not a joke.
Oh, Cliff, I wish it was.
I wish it were, but wishing and fishing are both two things I don't do. I don't do either. I don't go fishing.
Wish in one hand and have a bowel move in the other. See which one fills up faster. All right, Cliff, I got some jokes. Courtesy of 1960s.
Awesome.
So we'll see how great these are. Cliff, there was a little girl, and her name was Poped Harder.
Okay.
Or Poop Harder. POEP-Harder.
Okay.
And her friends came and knocked on the door and asked if they could play with Poop Harder. And the mother said, sure, she's on the toilet, but I'll call her. And the mother stuck her head into the passage and says, Poop Harder, she shouted, your friends are here to play with you. Silence. And again, the mother said, Poop Harder. Another silence. Poop Harder, screamed the mother in exasperation. And the little girl says, give me a break, Mom. I'm pooping as hard as I can.
Oh, no.
Oh, what hilarious jokes they had in the 60s.
So, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Kendall, terrible jokes.
Toilet
of
jokes.
Any. any decade. Kendall, there was a very handsome man at a singles bar, which was big in 1962.
Oh, is it jokes about me?
It is. You come in a minute. A very handsome man at a singles bar is sitting at a prime location having a drink. And during the course of the evening, he tries to chat with every single woman who walks in with no luck. Then, Kendall, repulsively ugly, morbidly obese man comes in, sits at the bar, and within seconds, Kendall, you're surrounded by women. Minutes later, out you walk with the two most beautiful women you have ever seen in your whole life. Kendall, the very handsome man, was disheartened by all this, and the good-looking guy calls to the bartender and says, "Hey, excuse me, but do you know what that man's secret is? I mean, he's not what you'd call attractive or someone you could stand to look at without vomiting. In fact, I don't even know what the deal is, but the ladies love him, and I'm everything a girl could want. I'm what a girl wants, what a girl needs, but I haven't."
And they don't know why he was singing that in 60s.
They didn't know. "But I haven't been able to score all night. What is going on?" "Well," said the barman, "I don't know how he does it, but he does the same thing every night. He walks in, orders the drinks, and just sits there licking his eyebrows."
Cliff, if I had a dime for every time somebody come up and ask me, how do I do it?
How do you do it? How do you eat so much and fit it in your body?
And that's what they're asking.
And just watch your body plump like a ballpark Frank. Plumps when you cook it. We plump when you feed us.
Well, you know, I'm sure in some era we would have been kings.
Oh, yeah.
Cliff, so the physician asks, "So what was he doing then? Acid? Cannabis?" And one of the hippies replies, sort of nervously thumbing his caftan, "But we ran out of gear, so I skinned up a homemade spliff." And the doctor said, "And what was in that?" And he says, "I kind of raided my girlfriend's spice rack," said the hippie. "There was a bit of cumin, some turmeric, and a little paprika." And the doctor says, "Well, that explains it," looking at them gravely. "He is in a korma." Get it, Cliff? A korma.
A korma?
Instead of a coma, because they were using Indian spices. Wasn't that hilarious?
Yes. Kendall, a young girl...
I told you I'm telling 1960s jokes, Cliff.
Listen, Kendall, if anybody happened to have been accidentally frozen in 1962 and just thawed out and turned on this show, they're loving it. They're loving the whole thing.
Austin Powers is cracking up.
He's
over there.
He's cracking up at us while we're cracking
wise. It's a groovy baby.
Kendall...
And the fat bastards over here are having a great time. Go ahead.
These two fat bastards. Kendall, there was a young girl feeling under the weather, so she goes to her family doctor, and the doctor says, "Oh, young lady, you're pregnant." "But that can't be."
"Oh, no."
The young girl, she says, "The only men I've been with are nudists, and in our colony, we practice sex only with our eyes." "Well, my dear," said the physician, "someone in that colony must be a cockeyed."
Oh.
Oh. Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa.
Whoa. Cliff, I know you're not going to believe this, but even little Johnny was around back in 1960.
You know, some people, they just, I don't know where they came from or where they're going, but here's little Johnny.
There he is. Little Johnny, Cliffy, was always being teased by other neighborhood boys for being so stupid. Their favorite joke was to offer Johnny his choice between a nickel and a dime, and little Johnny always took the nickel.
Dumbass.
Well, Cliff, one day after Johnny takes the nickel, a neighbor man takes him aside and says, "Johnny, those boys are making fun of you. Don't you know that a dime is worth more than a nickel, even though the nickel is bigger? And Johnny just smiles and says, "Well, if I took the dime, they'd stop doing it. I've made $20 so far."
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa is right.
You know, the listeners are, they're at home or at their desk or on the train walking down the street. They're saying out loud with us, "Whoa, whoa," when they hear these jokes.
Whoa, whoa. You know they are.
Whoa, whoa.
These fatsos. Cliff, you know, the jokes that were very popular in the 60s had to do with elephants, so we would have fit in perfectly, Cliff. How do you fit four elephants in a Volkswagen Beetle?
How do you do it?
Two in the front and two in the back. Cliff, how do you know there's an elephant in the fridge?
How do you know?
Footprints in the butter.
Ooh.
Cliff, how do you know there are two elephants in your fridge?
You got two pairs of footprints in the butter.
No, you can hear them giggling, Cliff. And finally, yeah. How do you know if there are four elephants in your fridge?
I don't know.
Well, there's a Volkswagen Beetle parked outside.
Whoa, technically, if there's only one set of footprints in your butter, that's Jesus carrying the elephant. Kendall, there was a man, and he called his wife from the emergency room, which was a terrible place to be, and he tells her that his finger got cut off at the construction site where he was working.
Ooh,
oh, my goodness, cries the wife. The whole finger? No, replies the man, the one next to it.
The whole finger. Wah, 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 wah.
Pray on that one. A man says to his wife, you never tell me when you're having an orgasm. Well, in all fairness, she replies, you're never home. And Kendall, that's it. I gotta take a break.
I gotta take a break after that one, Cliff. I gotta go take a nap.
Maybe for 50 more years, then we'll revisit. What happened in 2012? We don't know.
We'll find out. We'll be right back after this.
Right after this.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Watching your baby grow stronger with those first few steps. What a wonderful feeling. Like the good warm feeling that comes with happier mealtimes. The Beechnut feeling. Because Beechnut caters to your baby's taste, he eats better, gets more nourishment. With better nutrition, your baby's healthier, you're happier. That's the Beechnut feeling. The good, warm feeling that comes with happier mealtimes. For better nourishment, Beechnut caters to your baby's taste.
And now, back to the show.
We're back.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
We're back to the 1960s. We have 50 years worth of content to cover in this episode, I feel like.
Strap yourselves in, listeners. It's going to be a six-hour journey.
It's going to be a six-hour journey. Kendall, what I really want you to do, what I really, really want you to do, because I see an old man. I really want you to lose weight. I really want me to lose weight, too. It's not going to happen. I really want $1 million. Hot dog. Not going to happen. But I see an old man sitting over there in a booth. Giving me the stink eye. And he's saying...
He has not been happy with us.
It's not. He doesn't like George W. Bush any more than any of the rest of us do. He didn't want to hear episode 250, a tribute to him. But if we don't both lose 15 pounds, seemingly overnight, we're going to have to do a tribute to George W. Bush, episode 250. Just get ready for that, listeners. Just get ready to skip through that one. I want you to put 1 minute on the clock. Kendall, I can't talk about it for longer than a minute or I will explode. We have to do this stupid
challenge. All right, here we go. It's time to find out who's lost the most weight or who's gained the least. It's the Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast Chubby Challenge. All right, Cliff, here we go. I'll start us out because I just want to get it over with. Yeah. So now we do have some positive movement on my end. I did lose weight, but I'm back to where I started when we first started the Chubby Challenge.
Okay.
Most people would think, oh, that's a horrible failure, but I'd gained so much that it's actually a good thing. So now all I have to do is lose 15 pounds.
That's a great way to look at it, Kendall. It's excellent.
I'm a cup half full sort of guy.
What I'm going to do, I'm just going to direct my comments to the Cliff of the future, who's going to listen to this, and to those who may be unfrozen in the future, who missed everything since this. Cliff, I don't want you to let your weight gain this week upset you too much. You just got to do what Richard Simmons would do. He would say, forget the past and just do your best today. And don't worry about the 2 pounds that you gained that 1 week, because you know what? You win some, you lose some, and the Chubby Challenge is over! Until next week.
Thank God. But Cliff, now, if you are talking to yourself in the future.
Yeah.
And you said, don't worry about the past.
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell yourself right now, worry about the past and lose 2 pounds instead of gain 2 pounds?
Kendall,
if I knew I'm not saying that you could do it. If I knew the secret, I would have done it.
Kendall, it has something to do with the time-space continuum. But what I really want, what I really do want to talk about is I thought, okay, it's 1962. Here I am. Uh-huh. What am I going to do? I'm going to watch TV on my old black and white set that you got to turn on.
On a big, enormous 12-inch screen. Yep.
Yeah. I just want to give a quick rundown to the listeners, maybe what I would have watched in 1962, okay?
All right.
Sunday night, we could all choose from the Jetsons. Everybody watched Ed Sullivan was on Sunday night. And Kendall, I thought of you, Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color.
Oh, on the NBC. Wonderful World of Color. I love Walt Disney. I've got DVDs of that. I still watch it. I am living in 1962.
Well, Kendall, we haven't approached where I live yet. It's also 1962. Monday night, still a big night for comedy on CBS. But 50 years ago, I'd rather tune in and see The Lucy Show, Danny Thomas Show, and where I do live, Mayberry, Andy Griffith Show.
Oh.
Kendall, on Wednesday, hits like the Beverly Hillbillies, the Dick Van Dyke Show, one of my other favorites. Friday night, everybody was staying home. They were heading back in time, even then, to the Bedrock era, the Flintstones on ABC.
Listen to all those great TV shows. What has happened? You know, Leave It to Beaver used to be a sitcom in the 50s. Now it's a porn movie, you know, up in the 900s. Cliff, it's time to play a little trivia about some songs from the 1960s.
Whoa! Sounds good to me.
It's time for the game show that makes you want to sing out loud. Songs Whoa. You should know from 1962. And now here are your hosts, those rockin' 1962 partiers, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
Oh, Cliff started out.
Okay, Kendall, here we go. 1962, spinning the hits. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery.
I have no idea.
If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do. I am the Neil Sedaka of today. I am.
Even with your perfect pitch, I had trouble.
All right, Kendall, hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right. Let's see if I can do this. Those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago, they still make me blue. Anything? They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. I can't stop loving you. I made up my mind.
Is that I can't stop loving you? Okay, I got it.
Oh, Cliff, I was hoping I didn't have to get to the last line before you got it.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion. Is it the locomotion?
Yeah. I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now. Yeah, get a little locomotion. Hop aboard, everybody.
All aboard. Hop aboard the locomotion and take it to Busheltown.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if I can get this one. Or if I can sing this one. Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in the New York way where the people are so gay.
You'd think I would know, but I don't.
Here they have lots of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away.
Twisting the night away.
Let's just do this where I sing the chorus and see if you can get it from that part. All right, next one, Cliff.
When this old world starts a getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all of my cares just drift right into space.
I don't know.
Up on the roof, up on the roof.
Oh, Cliff, up on the rooftop. Click,
yeah.
All right, let's see if you can get this one. Shall I stay?
Would it be a sin? Cause
if I can't help
falling in love. only fools rush in. Kendall, I can't help.
Falling only in fat love. People rush to the buffet.
And that would be correct. Us. Yeah, that's us.
And that's definitely us. Do you have any more songs? Or
I have one bonus, and I would dare say this song I'm about to sing is the one song from 1962 that affected us the most in our life.
Okay.
And it is not Weird Al's parody of Bad, Fat. It is not that. Okay.
I was working in the lab late.
Oh,
one night
Monster Mash!
Don't you think that's us? That's our song from 1962.
Was that 1962?
50 years of Monster Mashing. We're still mashing strong every.
We're still
October.
Mashing the night away, Cliff. We're still mashing the night away and rushing into the fat buffet.
And God damn it, I will mash every October until I die. And I don't care what President Romney says about it. Yeah.
And that's all the time we have today for Songs You Should Know. Join us next time for more Songs You Should Know.
Oh, Kendall, I love Songs You Should Know. And what really is funny is all those songs that you sang that I didn't know, I saw the titles of them like 20 minutes ago.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, there are only so many songs that came out in 1962. So I thought for sure that we would see each other's and we would probably sing the same ones. But somehow we found a way.
Life finds a way. And you know what else? You know what else? Just keep the Jurassic Park theme for some reason going. You know what else finds a way?
Yep.
Etiquette.
Etiquette always finds a way.
Yeah.
Let's bring her in, Cliff. Let's find out.
Let's bring her in.
Come on in, Mrs. Butter 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 Shirt.
Find your way in.
Oh, hello, dears. How are you doing, dears? Oh, we're having a great time. How are you? Oh, dears, I'm loving listening to you talk about 1962, dear. I was having a wonderful time in 1962. It was a wonderful year, dear.
Oh,
I remember John F. Kennedy just like it was yesterday, dear.
Oh,
well, that's wonderful. I wish we could have been there and been in 1962 with you.
Oh.
Oh, dear, it was wonderful. All right, I have a wonderful etiquette tip for you, dear.
All right. Well, we're excited, too.
Well, dears, I was so excited to be asked to share an etiquette tip with you today. Etiquette has changed a bit. Oh, well, of course, the etiquette has changed a bit over the years. And, in fact, the whole world has changed remarkably since I was a girl. But it's always the right time to be proper and uphold to uphold etiquette, dear. The following tips are so tried and true, they first appeared well before 1962. They actually originated in a book my mother gave me on my first wedding night. A book my grandmother had passed down to her. An etiquette heirloom. Yes, these tips are classic and shouldn't feel any more antiquated than they did 50 years ago. Rule 1. You should dress quietly at your own entertainments, thus avoiding the possibilities of eclipsing your guests. Don't wear your frilliest frock to a party you host yourself. Let the spotlight shine down on those you've invited, or it may turn out to hurt you in the end. Oh, I once threw a bridal tea for my best friend, and I accidentally wore a lovelier gown.
Oh, no.
My mistake. She hasn't spoken to me in over 40 years.
Oh.
Whoops. Oh, my. Oh, dear. Rule number 2. If you have been sick yourself, say as little about it as possible and never allude to it at the table, where you will receive little sympathy and perhaps render yourself offensive to all who hear you.
Yeah.
Oh my, I learned this lesson from experience as well. Once I had the sniffles as I prepared for an autumn apple bomb, and my third husband's father never forgave me for mentioning it. I didn't even bring it up. Oh well, may he and my third husband rest in peace. Oh, rule number 3, dears. To laugh heartily or to whisper unfavorable remarks during the performance of a concert or a play is a rudeness of which no gentlewoman should be guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Snodbottom and I have often attended dinner parties where the entertainment for an evening is a young person playing a piano, an organ, or a mouth harp, and it's so embarrassing when another guest interrupts with a laugh or a whisper. Or when a certain guest interrupts with snores. Oh dear, I'm sorry. It's also rude to interrupt with a laugh or whisper at a Yahtzee tournament. It breaks the concentration, dears.
It does. Oh, it seems like it would, yeah.
Oh, it breaks a lot of concentration on any front.
Or like when Kendall interrupts our show with a huge belch.
You live and you learn, dear. And when you've lived as long as I have, you've learned a lot. And I'm so thankful to be able to share my etiquette with you. Keep your chins up, dear, and your ankles covered. Toodaloo, dears. Oh, thank you, Mrs.
Toodaloo, thank you.
Oh, that's etiquette that we can still hold near and dear to us, Cliff.
Oh, that's etiquette you can hang your hat on, Kendall. They just don't make etiquette that way anymore.
They just make big fatsos like us that belch all day long.
They just make huge bags of flab.
And that is sad.
That is sad.
Oh, Cliff, if our listeners loved 1962
sure,
as
I
much
do.
As we think we would have, they can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, send us a telegram.
Yeah, no, they can't. Not anymore, Kendall. They outlawed
not anymore.
Telegrams. They're over.
They outlawed them. We were too fat. But, Cliff, why don't you take us, or give us a quote?
Kendall,
hit us with a quote.
You know it's a quote-filled quote-a-thon whenever we talk about 1962.
Oh, you know it. You know it. Hang in there, listeners. It's going to be a long journey.
Nostalgia is like a grammar lesson. You find the present tense, but the past perfect. And that was said by Owens Lee Pomeroy.
I've got three quotes from a wonderful man, John F. Kennedy. The first one is, we would like to live as we once lived, but history will not permit it.
You're right, JFK. If you're yearning for the good old days, just turn off the air conditioning. And that was said by Griff Nablack.
Oh, then I don't want the good old days, Cliff. I want the air-conditioned present. Cliff, a man...
Isn't that depressing? That's the most depressing thing, yeah.
I don't know how people survive. Cliff, a man may die, nations may rise and fall, but an idea lives on. And that's what they're going to say after we are gone, Cliff. Those fatsos may have died, but their ideas will live on forever.
Yeah, also the imprint in the ground from wherever we happen to keel over.
It'll take them years to fill that hole.
It'll become a lake eventually. Kendall, it's never safe to be nostalgic about something until you're absolutely certain there's no chance of it coming back. And that was said by Bill Vaughn.
I'm never nostalgic for your belches because I know they're coming right back.
You know, they're coming back. That's why people will, the real nostalgia for our show will come after we're dead.
Yep, when our legacy lives on. And Cliff, my final quote is, and so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
I've been asking what I could eat. That was my
Don't ask
big
what your
problem.
Country can feed to you, ask what you can feed from your country.
Yeah.
That was said by Cliff.
Kendall and JFK, the world is full of people whose notion of a satisfactory future is, in fact, a return to the idealized past. And that was said by Robertson Davies.
Oh, good old Robertson Davies. Why don't you take us home, Cliff, down those 1962 roads?
Up on the roof, Kendall.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, and I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here in the next 50 years.
In the next 50 years. In 50 years, we'll do a show about 2012, and we'll play a clip from this. And be like, can you believe it was 100 years ago when all this happened?
And the jokes will be just as bad.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Whoa! Whoa!